On this day in 1944, the plane carrying Army Major Glenn Miller disappeared over the English Channel. Miller was on his way to Paris to kick off his band's first European tour. Due to bad weather, the rest of the musicians left for Paris 3 days later. No one in the 52-member group was prepared for the news that awaited them upon their arrival. Michael Peanuts Hucko was the lead clarinetist in Miller's band. Hucko spoke with Peter Solomon of member station WCVE.
Peanuts Hucko is not a tall man. He's 84 and has dark Italian features. Jazz journalist William Gottlieb photographed the clarinetist on numerous occasions, playing with the likes of Louis Armstrong, Glenn Miller, and Jack Teagarden. When Peanuts spoke about his experiences with the Glenn Miller Orchestra, he was 75. It was just as if one of the pages from an old Downbeat magazine had suddenly come to life. The years seemed good to Hucko, and he had not lost an ounce of energy. Days after Glenn Miller left for France, the band left England to join their leader. Hucko recalls that Orly Airfield was in a state of confusion.
It was a mess, really a mess. All these soldiers all around, and the weather was terrible. It was raining and mud all over the place and whatnot. The plane's going out, and you see these soldiers, they're sending them back to the States, you know, their stretcher cases and whatnot. And they finally had a place for us to stay.
Hours passed. Hucko says that Don Haynes, an Army lieutenant, tried to get information on Miller's whereabouts.
Later that evening, we all came downstairs, and that's when Don Haynes announced. He said, guys, he says, I don't know how to tell you this, he said, but Glenn is unofficially missing. He never arrived in Paris. It was complete silence, you know, complete silence. And he said, it's still unofficial. He said, but it doesn't look good. Of course, everybody was depressed. You know, we didn't know, what are we going to do?
The band members had good reason to be nervous. The Battle of the Bulge had just begun, and Hucko says that just a few days later, you could see a line of trucks and tanks going all the way to Belgium. There was talk about breaking up the band. The able-bodied might be pressed into service as stretcher-bearers in the medical corps.
This would have been absolutely against Glenn's wishes, and that's why he enlisted in the first place. He wanted to play for the troops. And if you break the band up, you're not going to be able to play for the troops. So it turned out that they were going to leave the band intact. And that's what we did. Every afternoon, we did a concert in this big hotel, in the lobby of this hotel, for the servicemen. And we'd play concert for the servicemen that were in on 3 day pass or whatever.
And for the next 6 months, Miller's band continued with its grueling schedule of broadcasts and concerts. By the end of the war, the band had played more than 800 engagements and were heard by millions of people. Hucko says American soldiers went to great lengths to hear those broadcasts. He says the German tanks could pick up the Americans' radio frequency.
There were some men that we met that were in the tank outfit. And they told us a story how they went out and deliberately captured a German tank. They took the men prisoners, you know, but they wanted the tank intact, and then they brought it to their camp and they listened to our radio broadcast.
Clarinetist Michael Peanuts Hucko, recalling the disappearance of his band leader, Army Major Glenn Miller. The plane that carried Miller, a Norseman D-64, was said to have disappeared over the English Channel en route to Paris on this night in 1944. For NPR News, I'm Peter Solomon.